This is WKAR Online. Many couples take a trip after their wedding. That trip, of course, is called a honeymoon. But have you ever heard of a trip called a baby moon? It's the same idea, a romantic getaway, but in this case, think of it as the last chance for a couple to take such a trip before their first child is born. WKAR's Scott Pohl reports.
To be honest, I'd never heard the word baby moon before my son and daughter-in-law recently planned one. Zach and Stephanie Pohl have a baby on the way, and yes, little Stella, due next month, will be my first grandchild. Stephanie got the idea from stories in People and Us magazines about celebrities taking baby moons.
I read those magazines every week. I hear about these celebrities that are expecting their babies, and they cover everything about what they're doing, and baby moons are such a big thing. It just seemed like a really wonderful idea to have that last hurrah vacation together as a couple before the baby.
Do a Google News search on the word baby moon right now, and you'll find lots of stories speculating on Prince William and Kate Middleton traveling to the Caribbean before their baby arrives. Kanye West and Kim Kardashian took a baby moon in Paris. The Pohls chose Sedona, Arizona for their baby moon.
We decided to go somewhere that we had never been before, something that maybe offered something a little different than a typical vacation, and maybe something that wouldn't necessarily be something that we'd plan on doing with a family one day, like going to Florida.
They picked a resort offering a baby moon package with a spa that included a maternity massage. Lots of vacation spots are offering massages and other amenities for their pregnant guests. You don't have to travel all that far to take a baby moon. In South Haven, the Monroe Manor Inn offers a baby moon package. Owner Doug Bryant has offered it for about 4 years.
It's the largest suite in the inn, and it also has a soaking tub in the bathroom that's extra deep. They'll also receive a one-hour couples massage with certified pregnancy massage therapists, a $50 Visa gift card. Most of our couples usually use it for one of the restaurants that we have in town.
Bryant also throws in a gift basket of baby items. The Monroe Manor Inn offers both weekend and weekday baby moon packages, and Bryant says baby moons are his most popular offerings. Is this a trend that could really take off, and is the tourism industry of Michigan ready? Michelle Benache, public relations manager of Travel Michigan, thinks there's potential for growth here. She says baby moon packages aren't that different from the romantic travel packages many resorts already offer.
You know, instead of a bottle of champagne, you have a bottle of non-alcoholic champagne. Instead of a couple's massage, you have a prenatal massage. And so there's ways that they can really have fun with this. I know one of them offers a jar of pickles with all of their baby moon packages. So there's ways to play with it and have fun with it and take what they already have and tweak it towards this audience.
Benache says people are always looking for new reasons to travel, and it's important to tap into those new ideas. She adds that visitors who have a good experience could find themselves planning a return visit after their baby arrives.
You know, the other great thing is we're looking at people who are about to have families. So they're coming to Michigan and having this great experience, and the idea that that would translate once they have families to bringing their families back here is a really big one.
Of course, travel during pregnancy comes with some limitations. Dr. Joel Maurer is a board-certified obstetrician-gynecologist with the Michigan State University College of Human Medicine. He says travel is usually safe during the second trimester and not unreasonable up to about 36 weeks. He advises frequent stops and walking on trips of more than a couple of hours to prevent blood clots.
Get out of the car, stretch your legs for 10 minutes every 90 minutes or an hour and a half down the road. If you're in an airplane and you know your flight's going to be more than a couple hours, make sure that you get up, walk up and down the aisles.
Dr. Maurer cautions that some airlines won't allow you to fly after the 36th week of pregnancy. They want to avoid in-flight emergencies or childbirth 35,000 feet above the ground. The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists offers lots of information about travel during pregnancy, such as limiting car trips to no more than 5 or 6 hours a day, booking an aisle seat on flights to facilitate stretching your legs, and ways to avoid norovirus infections while on a cruise. Stephanie Pohl enjoyed her baby moon so much that she'll advise her friends to consider one when they're first-time mothers-to-be.
It would be something I'd recommend to anybody, and it doesn't have to be getting on a plane and going somewhere. It could be taking a short road trip or just going up north, getting away for a little while. I would completely recommend it.
Will baby moons ever be as commonplace as honeymoons? Perhaps not, but with people ranging from Prince William and Kate to my son and his wife taking one, maybe baby moons are on their way to a more prominent place in our minds. For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.